The German theologian Helmut Tillich tells the story of how one day he set out on a bike ride and went further than he'd anticipated. He was very hungry, so as he entered a village he'd never been to before, he was delighted to see in a shop window an amazing sign for the most delicious-looking chocolate gâteau he'd ever seen. "Great," he mused, "that shop is an answer to my prayer and the yearning of my stomach." Getting off his bicycle, he went into the shop and asked for a slice of the gâteau advertised, only to hear, "I'm sorry, sir, we don't actually sell gâteau, we're just a shop that sells signs." That's the challenge for every manifestation of church and community. How do we avoid being shops that just sell signs and instead become the signs ourselves with an exactly what it says on the tin authenticity? Limited and often sinful as we are, how can we still nourish others by pointing to a genuine way for living that is both real and desirable? In this booklet, I want to outline four key building blocks that are crucial to any understanding of community as a way for living. They are like the four corners of a jigsaw puzzle, essential for the framework, but only a beginning that leaves much work to do on the detail. So it's not a prescription, do this, take that, and all will be well, but a big picture description of some vital structural ingredients, all hugely complex subjects in themselves, that outline God's living story of the presence of the kingdom among every expression of his people together. They are relationship, which is creating the story, describing covenant, an inner togetherness of a mutual commitment to God and to one another. Memory, writing the story, providing continuity, an ongoing story still being written. Language, telling the story, establishing communication, not just in words, but through the story of our life alone together. Tradition, living the story, demonstrating culturality, an awareness of the plurality of cultures that there's a reality of life today. Applying this to the Northumbria community, we can state that we began with relationships, with people coming together, embracing a common vocational expression. Covenanted together, we built memories and adopted a language distinctive to us. This gave meaning and expression to the memories born out of our ongoing relationships that in turn created a tradition which is now being passed on and handed down to those whom God is still bringing to us. This cycle continues as the living history is still being written. This is true of every expression of Christian community, and it's true because by definition, it is always a relational community of the heart. The central focus of this booklet is to explore and understand that relationship, memory, language and tradition are building blocks for a living community of the heart. Our story is one of life, dynamic, open, moving, changing, and we are building with living stones, not merely bricks and mortar, but people who live, belong, and are committed to the core family values in their unique expression of home.